So this is the start of a podcast talking about women's rights. I'm Kayan.
I'm Andrew.
Blue A.
DC.
All right, and DC is here pretty much so we can interview him about the subject. So I guess we're going to open up with the first question, which is, do you see equality in sports between men and women in terms of, like, wages and, like, how they get paid? No. And how they get treated on social media?
No.
Okay.
Women, I see women like the WNBA, they be getting paid less than the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
All right. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I think that's really an issue today in sports. And also how the women don't get as much viewers as men do.
All right, so thank you for you guys' answers. The second question of the podcast is, do women get discriminated more than men in terms of sexual intercourse?
I strongly do believe that women do get discriminated more for having sexual intercourse than men. I don't know why it's like that, but it's kind of just in our society, in our generation, that's just kind of how it, like, it's kind of how it goes. But I mean, I don't think it'll ever change, and we can't really change the fact. Can't really change that fact, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
all right, thank you for your answer, Marquise. We're gonna come right back to you. The next question is, how do you guys view slut shaming overall, and in particular, how do you view slut shaming here at Dublin High?
I don't know, not just at Dublin High, but pretty much everywhere we go. It's pretty much known as, if you mess around, if you're a guy and you mess around with more girls, you're kind of like, I guess you could say, oh, like, you the pimp. But like, if you reverse the roles, and if it's a girl, then it's like, no, she gets accused of being a slut.
I know what you're saying. What about you, Andrew?
I agree with Marquise. I think that the students at the school need to realize that it's a problem here and everywhere else.
Okay, so we have a couple of guest speakers here, Ryan Umeni and Matthew Palin. They're both Dublin High students. So, okay, so I like the fact how you guys are really stressing how slut shaming is a nationwide problem. We're gonna move on to Ryan and see what he thinks about the topic.
I think that slut shaming is kind of a condescending term, and girls that just attract a lot of guys should not be ashamed of how attractive they are and how attractive they are as a human. And I think that men should appreciate these girls that are confident enough to put themselves out there as much as they do, instead of getting put down.
Okay, great answer, Ryan. Matthew, we're gonna move on to you.
In my opinion, it's kind of unfair, because as Marquise stated, a guy and a girl do the same exact thing. They go and mess around. The guy will be known as a player, a dope guy, he's cool. But then the girl would be known as, oh, she's a slut, she's messing around. And I think it's unfair. But at the same time, a lot of people need to have a little more self-control and a little more self-respect for themselves. Because if they just let people walk over them and just let anybody in, then it's just not healthy for yourself. Feel what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely. We definitely.
Okay, so recently there's been some controversy with R. Kelly and kind of sort of his past females that he's had relationships with. They've now come up, and it's caused, like, all this controversy with R. Kelly. And now he's being accused of rape and all these other things that he's did earlier in his career. Do you think that's fair to R. Kelly? Because, you know, what he did was early in his career, and now he's retired from everything, and apparently he has settled down, and that's what he's claimed in articles and things like that. Do you think that's believable, and do you think it's fair that females are accusing him of this right now?
It's a lot harder for a girl to speak out about something like that because I don't know if you guys have like noticed, but like girls don't really get their way in court. So it's like it's harder for girls to like speak out about like getting sexually assaulted because nobody's gonna believe them.
Definitely. Bella's speaking facts. This is another guest speaker, by the way. And she's another Double High student. She just pulled up on us, you know, on the podcast. So we decided to include her in it. Okay. All right, guys. So that concludes our podcast on women's rights. Marquise or Andrew, do you guys have anything to add?
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. You dig?
Thank you,
K-Wavy.
Thank you for having me.
Guest speakers.
Me too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out Bella. Shout out Matthew. Shout out Ryan. Shout out DC. All the guest speakers. You feel me? You dig? We out.